This is one that I'm glad that we have time to get to. How did all the animals in the world fit into the ark, like the Noah's ark? Okay, so I did a little bit of homework. This is the benefit of having the questions beforehand. Now, the dimensions of Noah's ark. By the way, there was somebody in. You saw this? There's somebody in Holland, I think, that built. You know, according to the Midot, that was sailable. He sailed it around the world. So, according to what it says in the Torah, the length was 300 amot, the width was 50 amot, and the height was 30 amot. Now, the length, according to, I have here, I think I went according to the, there's two different measurements. In a lot of measurement areas, we have two main different opinions. Rav Chaim Noe, which is usually the smaller, always the smaller measurement, and the Chazon Ish, which is the bigger measurement. So, according to the Chazon Ish, the length was 550 feet, which makes it 183 yards, right? Which makes it now, I wrote down here for the meters I didn't realize. I thought this was the American department, but I realized it's the European English department. So take one amma in centimeters would be, according to Chazon Ish, would be 57.6 centimeters. So you can do the math afterwards, 300 by 50 by 30. A standard football field, American football is 120 yards, including the end zones. Right?
Forgive me, guys.
Okay, Rabbi.
Overstates my capacity. Tomorrow we have class.
But that doesn't stop you.
Shalom. Ani bederech
chutzah. So, which means the length of the...
Ken? Ani bederech chutzah. Ata po?
You can take it.
This is all the ringing.
Okay.
The length of the ark was the length of more than 1.5 football fields. The